Hey, Rumi. You're home early. It's not what it looks like. Well, okay, yes, it's exactly what it looks like. Your girlfriend Naomi is sucking my cock. Oh, come on, dude, don't get mad. How many years have we been buddies? And you know I wouldn't do something intentionally to hurt you. Neither would your girlfriend. I've known her for at least a year, too. Your girlfriend came over while you were at work, just to talk. Oh, really, just to talk, it's fine. She wanted advice about your... kink. Yeah, your cuckold kink. So she came to me, since she knew that both of us were close friends. She wanted advice on how to explore that kink of yours. We were both sitting on the bed, and she just explained everything you told her from last night. She said that she trusted me and asked me if I would be willing to fuck her and cuckold you. Fuck, damn. This feels so good. Good job, baby. Anyways, the original plan was for us to wait until you got back home, and then we'd discuss it with you. Once everything was agreed upon, we'd live out the fantasy of yours, and I'd fuck your girlfriend while you watched. So that's where things got out of hand. Before she came over, I was already pretty worked up since I'd been masturbating all fucking day. You know firsthand how horny I get. But anyway, as we talked about your kink, I just got more worked up. Not to mention how fucking hot she is. Jesus. Sure, I've been friends with both of you for a long time, but holy hell does it take a lot of willpower to hold myself back when your girlfriend teases me. Atta girl. Okay, so as I was saying, I was really worked up at this point, and I could tell your girlfriend was as worked up as I was. Next thing you know, we're making out and she's sucking my cock now. Ugh. Fuck. Is she really good at it? Well, dude, since you're all caught up now, are you gonna join us or are you just gonna keep standing there with your boner popping through your pants? Hey, look, I know you're pissed and this wasn't exactly the original plan. But hey, just think of this as part of your fantasy, right? You coming home early to catch your girlfriend deep-throating your fooder roommate's huge cock? Your face says you don't want this, but your dick seems to say otherwise. Oh, come on, dude, just go along with it. This is your kink after all, and your fucking awesome girlfriend is cool with it, and I'm cool with it, so what's the big deal? Ha. All right. Now we're talking. About time you got yourself naked and got that cute dick of yours out. So, I'm not sure if your boyfriend has told you this yet, but he and I, we've hooked up in the past. But that was before you two dated. It was back in college, mostly. Oh. You want to know the deets? There's too many to tell. Maybe some other time. But for now, how about we just show you this? As you know very well now, me and your boyfriend both have cocks. Though, I'm a lot bigger. But anyways, when we'd hook up, we'd always have to figure out who's going to top tonight. Oh, Mr. Boyfriend is blushing. Don't worry, it'll be fun. Get on the bed and lay on your back. Yep, just like we did last time we hooked up. I'm just gonna spread your legs and rest my big cock on top of yours. I love how your cock just disappears when mine's on top of it. So, Naomi. As you can see, your boyfriend and I would get in this position and then rub our cocks together. Mm-hmm. Whoever comes first loses and has to be the bottom bitch for that night. Sounds simple, right? Hey, Rumi, looks like your girlfriend is excited to see the show. And for the record, you've lost every fucking time. Maybe now you've got your girlfriend watching, you might actually win this time around. Oh. Ooh. Oh, shit. Oh, God. I'd forgotten how good it felt to rub my gog against yours. Our shafts getting all slick with her pre-cum. I can feel your cock twitching against mine. Don't tell me you're gonna lose already. Not while you have your girlfriend cheering you on while she lies next to us, rubbing her clit. Oh, what are you doing, Naomi? Getting a closer look? Wait, what are you... What do you mean you're evening the odds? Hold up, fuck. Don't just suck on my tip like that. Oh, fuck. Fine, fine. Oh, I suppose it's only fair. Since I have the superior stamina, I should have the handicap. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, I think I'm getting close. You might actually win this time. Oh, come on, dude. Show your girlfriend that you deserve to do the fucking tonight. Show her that you're the alpha right now, and that I should submit to you. Oh. Oh, too bad. Looks like your little guy is squirting out cum already. Looks like you lost, Rumi. As per usual. And that was even with your girlfriend's help, too. Though, judging by the way your girlfriend has been drooling for my huge cock, something tells me she actually wanted me to win. You let your limp little guy rest for a bit, for later. Just because we're fulfilling that guckold fantasy of yours doesn't mean your girlfriend and I don't want to have some fun with you, too. All right, Naomi. You lay down next to your boyfriend. If I'm gonna be fucking you properly, I want your boy to have front row seats when I stretch you wide open. There we are. Fuck, you look so good with your legs up in the air. Your pussy lips spread wide open. Hey, Rumi, don't take this personally. Like I said, I'm not here to ruin your relationship. But I can't make any promises about not ruining your pussy. Why don't you hold her hand while I fuck her? She'll definitely need something to hold on to. And also, it's kind of romantic. Nervous, Naomi? I get it. You're only used to your boyfriend's cock. Which ain't too bad, but it's nothing compared to mine. Don't worry, I'll go slow. If I'm gonna get you addicted to my cock, I better do it properly. Dude, don't give me that look. This is just part of the fantasy, right? Your girlfriend won't get addicted to my cock. Well, I suppose I can't promise you that either. Let's just find out, shall we? Damn. You're so fucking tight. Oh. Let me just ease the rest of my cock in. Shit. How you holding up, Naomi? Not too much for you? Am I all the way in? No, girl, I'm only halfway. Oh, let me get the rest of my cock inside of you. Oh, fuck, that's tight. Shit. Okay. I'm all the way in. Oh, shit. Okay. It's gonna hurt a little at first. But goddamn, you're wet as hell right now. So it shouldn't take too long before this cock starts to rock your world. Fuck. So fucking hot. Hold her hand tightly, okay, Rumi? Don't stroke your cock too much. We don't want you blowing your load so soon again, all right? Fuck yeah. Take a nice deep breath for me, Naomi. I'm gonna start moving my hips. Quite the difference from your boyfriend, right? Oh, fuck. Don't be shy. Let yourself go and enjoy the pleasure. Don't worry about your boyfriend being jealous that you're making noises he's never even heard before. Oh, just look at that cock twitching helplessly. And look how hard he's trying not to stroke himself. Oh. Pay attention, Rumi. This is how your girlfriend looks when a big juicy cock makes her come. Fuck yeah. Your legs are wrapping around my hips. Oh shit. I'm getting close. You want me to pump my cum inside of you? Yeah? Then beg for it, you slut. Beg for this big food of cock to pump you full of cum.
Yeah.
While your pretty little boyfriend has to watch.
Please.
Tell him how much better my cock is than his.
It's so much better.
Shit. You hear that, Rumi? She admitted it. Your pretty girlfriend is my slut now. And you're gonna watch me come inside of her. Take it all. Take all my cum. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, yes. Damn. I've been wanting to fuck your pussy for so long now. But it was well worth the wait. Enjoy the show, Rumi. Your cock is twitching so much. It looks like it's gonna burst any second now. Here, since you've been such a good boy, not stroking yourself while I fucked your girlfriend, let me just give your cock a nice reward. It's been a while since I gave you a blowjob, right? You're usually the one doing all the sucking when we hook up. Hey, your boyfriend looks hungry. Why don't you sit on his face and let him eat you out? I left quite the mess in your pussy, and that talented tongue has some work to do. How does your girlfriend's pussy taste? Better than usual, I bet, since you get to slurp up every drop of cum I pumped inside her. Lumi, you're getting so close to coming. I better stop for now. By the way, you weren't the only one that wanted to see their partner get fucked. That's right. Your girlfriend wanted to see me turn you inside out as well. You got to watch me turn her into my slut, and now she's gonna watch me turn you into my slut. Next. Hold his ankles to keep his legs apart. He'd never admit it, but he's quite the eager little butt slut. Let me just put some extra lube on first. Just like your girlfriend, brace yourself, Rumi. I'm guessing it's been a while since you had something this big shoved up your ass, so I'll make sure to go slow as well. Yeah, good boy. Just keep working that tongue on your girlfriend's pussy as I push the tip in. Oh, wow. Oh, fuck, your ass is so tight. But it's starting to open up now. I'm guessing your anal muscle memory is still ingrained within you. Almost there. There we go. All the way in. I told you he was a butt slut. Now you're going to watch me fuck your boyfriend's tight little ass. And watch as he comes hands free. Yep, no joke. Your little slut of a boyfriend can come purely from anal stimulation without ever touching his cock. Here we go. Oh, fuck yeah. Roomy. Your cock is already leaking so much precum. I'm guessing that neglected prostate of yours has been missing the feeling of my huge cock slamming against it. Let's go faster, shall we? Fuck, your ass is gripping me so tight. Shit. Oh, I'm not gonna be able to last much longer. Oh, I'm trying to hold out. Oh, shit. That's it, you slut. Make your girlfriend come with your tongue while you come from my cock. Oh, yeah. Squirt out all of your cum while I pump a food of cream pie into you. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, shit. Oh, goddamn. Oh, shit. You two are quite something. What am I gonna do with you two? Now that you're both my sluts. Stop glaring at me like that, Roomy. I was kidding. Roleplay is over now. Well, I should probably let you two cuddle, or whatever it is you two do after sex. Just let me find my clothes. And... no, we don't need to bring that up. I know what I said earlier, but it doesn't matter. You two are super cute together.
But...
and I'm totally fine just being a fuck buddy to you two.
But...
I fulfilled both of your fantasies, so just let me be on my way. Don't worry about me, Roomy. That was super hot. It was really nice to get to fuck you again. I kinda missed it. Okay. I've said enough. Yeah. No, I don't want to talk about it. Like I said, no big deal. Guys, don't just hug me like that. Fine, you win. I'll say it. Okay, keep hugging me like that. Feeling your tits against my back is calming my nerves. So, dude, before you walked in on us, Naomi and I also talked about... ugh, I don't want to say it. Dude, fuck it, I'll just say it. Dude, I'm in love with you. I've been in love with you for a long time now. I mean, we met during our senior years in college. But we were too busy to get into a relationship. You know, trying to graduate and all. And we agreed to just be friends with benefits. We hooked up a lot, and then we graduated. You moved away for your job, and when you finally moved back, you had Naomi already. No, of course, I didn't want to get in between you two, so, you know, I just stayed friends with you both. And then the more I got to know Naomi, the more I felt like I was falling in love with her, too. I thought I'd be fine just keeping things the way that they were. And then Naomi came in for advice for your kink and talking about me having sex with you both, and... I didn't know if I could do that with all these emotions and feelings and shit. Then Naomi kind of said that she felt the same way about me. And offer to try some kind of triad relationship. I don't know, I'm kind of a mess right now. So I just wanted to know if you'd be okay with trying that too. There, I said it. Just let me go now. I don't want to get my hopes up. No pressure if you're not okay with this, roomie. We can stay fuck buddies. Yeah. Just stay fuck buddies. No big deal. I should go. I should really get going. I've said way too much. Okay. Wait, what? You want to try this too? You actually want to try a three-way relationship? Shit, I don't know what to say. I didn't think you'd actually say yes. Are you sure? I mean, we've been roommates for a while now. You know exactly how I can be. You know I forget to close the fridge sometimes. I just want to make sure you're not making this decision on a whim or something. Come on, Naomi. You get in here, too. I'm really glad you said yes. And shut up, Rumi. I'm really glad you said yes. Shut up, Rumi. No, I'm not tearing up. Okay, maybe a little. I mean, I'm gonna get to date my two best friends. It just feels nice not to have to worry about all those stupid what-if scenarios that keep me up at night. So, now we got all that mushy stuff over with. How's about one more round? My cock is starting to throb again. And it looks like your cock is ready to go again too, Rumi. Let's show our appreciation to our girlfriend, Naomi. She's the one that finally pushed us idiots to finally say something about how we actually feel about each other. And as much as I enjoyed cucking you, Rumi, I don't mind sharing with you too. Let's all get back on the bed, and Naomi, you get in the middle. I'll take Naomi's ass, Rumi, and you get the honors to reclaim her pussy again. Let me just get behind you, Naomi. someone's excited. After seeing how much your boyfriend liked my cock up his ass, you want to try it too now, huh? Let me just get some more lube on it. Let's see how well you can handle two cocks inside of you at once. Rumi, you stick your dick in her pussy first. I bet she feels a little bit different now, huh? I'm sorry, it's a bit stretched out right now. Try not to let your cock slip out, and don't worry. I'm sure she'll tighten right up as soon as I shove my huge cock up her ass. Oh my god. That's it, Rumi. Let's fuck this little slut senseless. Oh, fuck. Two cocks at once too much for you? Rumi, I think we broke her. She can't even form sentences anymore. Come on, you sluts. Oh, let's all come together. Oh my god. Fuck. That was probably the best orgasm I've ever had. Holy shit. I hate to get all mushy again, but it's probably because I got to share it with you two. And don't worry, Rumi. I'll still make sure to cuck you from time to time. I mean, sure, we're all in a mutual relationship, but Naomi did admit that she prefers my cock over yours.
Yeah.
See? She admitted it again. That part wasn't just roleplay. Hey, lighten up. I'll make sure to keep you well fucked as well. So let's just get some sleep now. Okay? Night-night, dudes.